Hello, 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 John Mason. How is everybody? I'm going to keep repeating myself to the final minute of November the 8th. Get out there and vote. Vote like your country depends on it. Vote like your lives depend on it, because it does. We've seen what's happened to the Republican Party under, that guy. The regurgitating fears during this election cycle about crime. You know, it's the old Republican playbook. They're the party of law and order, and the Democrats are the soft on crime party. And so much of the crime scare is racially charged, especially when you think about the inner city and urban crime. Like, crime doesn't happen in the countryside or in nice white suburbs. And this is the same party that has been enabling Donald Trump as he's to help him avoid impeachment over his violations of the Constitution, his attempts to use his office to line his pockets and to shake down Vladimir Zelensky in Ukraine for information against a political rival who's cheated from the day he was born on his taxes, his business deals, his wives, and his golf, who freely and happily accepted assistance from Russian intelligence agencies to interfere in our elections in his favor. I mean, and that's the law and order party we're dealing with. And now that the FBI has taken the time to go into Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate to find classified documents he should not have had to his private estate. And there's high, super top secret classified documents, including documents about our nuclear capabilities and other countries' nuclear capabilities and who are our intelligence assets in other countries. Our national security has been jeopardized. But now, and I'm quite sure he's got other top secret documents stashed in his other properties, like Trump Tower and Bedminster, and maybe his Scottish estate, Turnberry. And now the right wing is screaming against the FBI, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is screaming for defunding the FBI, the same party that's got upset when some elements of the left saying defund the police, and that didn't go over well. Their idea of law and order is their law and their order. The way the Republican Party is, that as long as it's always been, for a long time since Nixon, has been to ignore the Bill of Rights, ignore people's rights, ignore the right to dissent. The Republican Party is a party of authoritarianism. It is now the party of unrestrained political power, unrestrained state power, to do to the American people what they want for the benefit of corporate paymasters and the theocratic Christian, white Christian nationalist supporters. Make them their foot soldiers while giving away tax breaks and a virtual federal treasury to the corporations, and weakening unions and weakening people's right to vote. And they think we're just going to sit back and take it. History proves otherwise. If people are not permitted to express their opinions legally, they'll do so illegally. Dissent is not going to go away, as the Republicans hope. It's just going to go underground. But these cold-bloodedly realistic conservatives and Republicans, that yes, they like to think of themselves as coolly rational, realistic people, and liberals and Democrats as daydreamers. They think we're just going to sit back and take it. Well, it ain't happening. And let's not get the mainstream commercial media off the hook. They actually believe that what's going on with the Republican, that it has to be the way it is. Let me make it clear. They keep predicting that the Republicans have already taken over the House and the Senate and certain governorships and state legislatures before the votes have even been casted and counted. I don't know why they do this. It does not have to be this way. So let's get out there and vote. November 8th. You know what's at stake here. The rights of workers to organize in their workplaces, such as at Starbucks and Amazon and Home Depot. The right of a woman to control her body. I'm talking about abortion. And let me digress here. I'm endorsing John Fetterman for the U.S. Senate from Pennsylvania. He had guts just soon after his stroke to get up there and take his chances to express himself as best he could. And what did Dr. Ooze or Oz or whatever say about abortion? It's between the woman, the doctor, and local officials. Which local officials? Is the county sheriff going to approve an abortion? The town mayor, the township supervisors, the register of wills, the state legislature full of Republicans? No, it is the women's decision, not the doctors, not the county, not the municipal government, not the state legislature, the woman. It is the woman's right to decide abortion. And if the Republicans win, there'll be more attacks on LGBT people. More terrorizing of libraries that have drag queen story times for kids. More terrorizing of trans kids just trying to get through high school like all other kids. Attacks on same-sex couples just trying to live their lives. There'll be attacks on intelligent discussions around race and ethnicity that have been so far too long been neglected, such as the whine about the evil, terrible, no good thing called critical race theory. Let's dare to have a nice, robust discussion about workers' issues, about gender issues, about LGBTQ issues, about race and ethnicity issues. And let's not let any state legislators who don't know what the hell they're talking about, couldn't tell what CRT means or what it is. Let's have these discussions. and vote. November 8th. Get out there and vote. I myself am going to be serving as an election board official in my division in South Philadelphia. All the folks in my division, I hope to see your face in a place and voting. Okay, that's it for now. Okay, and now advertisements. Hemporific is a lovely little CBD product store on Snyder Avenue near 15th Street in South Philadelphia. There you will find some of the finest cannabis-infused products. Flower and gummies and candies and teas and drinks and lip balm and hand sanitizer and dog treats. Look them up, please. HemporificLLC.com. And also, I must now talk up my beloved career and business coach, Michelle Snow. Michelle is excellent in guiding you in your professional career and your business. Let you know what you're doing right, where you need work, and help you network with other up-and-coming professionals. Please look her up. GrowWithSnow.com. Okay? Okay. Like I said, November 8th, get out there and vote. People struggled and died for the right to vote. Are we going to let them down? Hell no. Happy voting November 8th. Bye.